Welcome to the High Performer Podcast, where we help you live deeper, perform better, and work smarter so you can experience wild success without compromising your quality of life in the process. I'm your host, Taylor Thompson. I'm a speaker, author, and high performance business strategist ready to help you make the most of your one life. Ready? Let's dive in. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh my goodness, we're back and it feels so, so good. Oh my gosh. Okay. So what the heck has changed and what the heck has been up? I'm going to give you all the details. And also I'm dishing on my number one anti-burnout strategy, which I have done on this podcast break. So I'm going to give you tons of awesome examples, which is really cool. So first off, what has changed with the podcast? We are really working on up-leveling the content, and we're asking even a little bit more of our podcast guests to bring even more value to you. That's something that's going to be ever-evolving here over the next 3 to 6 months, but we're super excited about some of those changes that we are making. Also, we're going to shift from calling our podcast guests to podcast mentors, because we really want this podcast to be a place of education from some of the industry leading experts on different topics. We really feel like instead of having people come on as guests, they're really just more as mentors, right? For you, for me, for this community, for this audience of the podcast. So I'm super excited about that shift as well. Also, we have new cover art, so check it out if you haven't. You've probably already seen it by now. If you're listening to this episode, you have seen that the cover art is different. So previous cover art did not have me on the front. We did do that on purpose. However, it ultimately just makes more sense for my face as the host to be on the podcast cover art. We did update that, and we updated it with our new branding, so that retro style podcast cover has gone away. We have archived it into the TTHQ files. And yeah, so that's been new. Also, new podcast merch. So we have left up some of the old podcast merch for just a limited amount of time. And then that podcast merch is going to also be archived away in the TTHQ merch shop files. And we have some new designs. So we're super excited about that as well. Also, we will eventually be moving to 2 episodes a week. This is the first time I'm officially saying that out loud to the public, to whatever, out into the sphere. Maybe this will happen in January. Maybe it'll be summer. Maybe it'll be a year from now, but it definitely will happen. So I'm excited about that. Also, while on podcast break, the conversations I had with some of you and the messages that I've been receiving just really confirmed that this podcast is one of my biggest purposes in life. And being able to bring this to you in a free capacity is so important to me and my team. And it's really going to be on a whole other level moving forward, which I'm very excited about. So we are going to continue to have some minor podcast shifts here and there over the next 6 months. You probably won't notice most of them. It will just be a very subtle up level, which I'm just super excited about, right? Because you're here on the podcast, and one of the things about being a high performer is you are always striving for things to be better, not in a place of being ungrateful for how things are, because it's so important to be grateful for how things are now. But also, it's okay to want more, and it's okay to want to optimize things and to make things better. And I'm never going to stop doing that, right? As long as I'm the host of this podcast, I will always be making some tweaks and shifts and things to make this even better for you. So that's what we're doing. And lastly, in regards to the podcast, is to leave a review, please. If you have not left a review of the show yet, please. That is one of the best things that you can do to help us grow the show and have it be seen by more people, being able to impact more people with the content that we have here. So if you have not left a review on Apple Podcasts, I would love that. That is the best place to leave a review. keep it honest, right? Keep an honest review. Just speak from your heart what you really feel like this podcast is, what some other people are going to be able to get out of the podcast, what you've gotten out of the podcast is so helpful. Okay. Awesome. So those are some pod updates. And now we'll get into some of the content. So, man, I have missed you. I have really missed you. And I'm super excited to be back on the mic. So, what have I really been up to? If you have been following along on Instagram, if you get my emails, then you have some ideas of things that have been going on. But ultimately, the book, right? The book has been the biggest thing this year. And this podcast is really all about achieving your version of success without burning out or losing your quality of life. So we went on a podcast break, right? You know this if you listened to the previous episode. You know we just did a podcast break, and this is our first episode back. Did I have time to really create and record content for the podcast since I last talked to you? Yes, I did. Yeah, I had the time. I could have done the podcast and been writing my book, but did I have the energetic and creative capacity for the podcast while I was writing my first book? No, I did not. Because we remember burnout is about energy, not time, right? You can have a completely full calendar and to-do list with things that you love and light you up and not be burnt out, just as you can have a pretty open calendar and to-do list and be burnt out because you're not doing things that light you up, right? You're doing things that drain you. All that to say, not to say like the podcast and the book drain me, but both of those require a chunk of my creative energy. It's a totally different type of energy than showing up to client calls, than to creating courses and just different stuff like that, which I really haven't created a ton of courses or done many workshops since I've been writing the book too, because it's just different energy, right? I only have so much creative energy to give. And temporarily for a season, it needed to go to the book. The priority has been the book, but I have not forgotten about you. I have thought about you every day. Hopefully that doesn't sound weird, but I have. I thought about you. I thought about this podcast. I thought about all of the podcast listeners, and I've just been so excited to get back into the flow and to get out here creating content for you. So I'm super excited for everything that we have coming up. And anyways, my number one anti-burnout strategy. Okay. So I told you, podcast and book, so much creative energy. If I were to have done both, I definitely would have been burnt out. I knew that. And while it pained me to take a break on the podcast, it really did. It was what needed to happen in order to get the book up and out. So enter my anti-burnout strategy, and that is slingshotting. I have talked about this on the podcast a little bit here and there, and I'm diving deeper into it here. So this is basically pulling back to create space for something new. It's slowing down to speed up, pulling back like a slingshot and then releasing and propelling forward, right? Because in order to maintain your health and quality of life, there may need to be a few things that need to be removed for a season, right? It's hard. It's uncomfortable, which is why so many people don't do it. And instead, they continue to push through and to do all of the things, and then they get burnt out. And then they're not able to do anything or anything well. Everything that they create and do is mediocre because they're just so exhausted and they're just not in it anymore, right? Maybe you have experienced this before. I have myself. But basically, you just hit a point where you need a vacation from life and you just want to lay on the beach or in a bed or on a couch and do nothing for a month to recover because you feel so burnt out. You feel so chaotic, so crazed. Okay, so that's what most people do. They push through. That is the high achiever way of doing things. Achieve, achieve, achieve at whatever cost. Just do it. Just go. But you're listening to the High Performer Podcast, right? High performers are different than high achievers. High performers pursue success, but they do so without compromising their quality of life, their health or relationships in the process. This is why slingshotting is so important. Okay, so listen, high performer, you can do it all, just not all at once. So what needs to be removed in order for you to bring big projects to reality? So for me, I was writing my first book. Writing a book in general is a lot of energy. Writing your first book is, I haven't written a second or third or fourth book yet, but what I've heard from many of my friends and colleagues that have written multiple books is the first one is the hardest. Sometimes it depends on the topic. If you're writing a hard topic for book number three or whatever, maybe that's difficult, but it's a new process. It's scary. You have no idea what you're doing. I mean, I had an incredible book coach and I was a part of a book mastermind that helped the process, that helped me, which is amazing. I really recommend that. But still, it's new. It's different energy. So for me to be able to get this book out into the world, I had to pull back on some things that I was doing in order to make it happen. So I want you to think about some of those big projects, ideas, things that you want to bring out into the world. Maybe it's writing a book. Maybe it's creating a more passive digital product and sales funnel. Maybe it's starting your YouTube channel, renovating your house, starting a new organization, starting a new business, creating a new stream of income for yourself. All of these things take time to get going, more time than they do to maintain them. You think about all of the startup pieces of those things that take time, right? And they're one-time tasks and projects and things that once you get it up and going, the maintenance of it is so much less. So what can you remove in life or business for a short while? Okay, it's not forever. What can you remove in life or business for a short while to create space to bring these new things in? And then that new thing is going to be in maintenance mode, not startup mode, maintenance mode. And then you can bring those other things back because that's different energy, different type of capacity. So like I said, for me, it was putting the podcast on pause. It was also putting Instagram content on pause. And I did very minimal networking events and speaking events this year. And I also took on about half the client load. So I did a little bit more than many people would when writing their first book. But for me, that's what made sense, especially because I had a lot of travel this year. 2023 was the most that I've traveled in any year, and it was amazing. But that just meant I had to pull back on more things if I wanted to get the book out into the world. Book was the number one goal for 2023. So that was the main focus, right? I had to shift some things around in order to create the space for the book. So think about it. Can you take on 20% less clients for a three-month period to get your book done? Maybe that's what it's going to take. 3 months, 20% less clients, replace that time and energy with the book. Can you say no to the weekly happy hour for 6 weeks while you spend those 3 hours creating your online course and sales funnel? Can you dedicate one weekend working 8 to 6 Saturday to Sunday so you can batch content for your YouTube channel so you can get ahead? Can you ask a parent or a loved one to help out with the kids one night a week for 1 month so you can have focused time on renovating the house? Can you wake up 1 hour earlier each morning for just a month to start working on that organization? Can you dedicate every Saturday from 8 to 2 p.m. for 3 months to starting your business so you can leave your 8 to 5? Can you take a week off of social media and networking events to create that new stream of income for yourself? Okay. One example is a few weeks ago, I was on a mentorship call. I have a business mastermind for my doTERRA team. And I was talking about how if people spent 1 year of their life, if they dedicated the next year, 10 hours a week to growing this residual income stream, they would have approximately $1,500 a month in residual recurring income. I asked them if they would do it. 10 hours a week dedicated to growing this stream of income for 1 year of their life. And then they have $1,500 a month in residual recurring income. They all said, yeah, no brainer, right? Spending 1 year of their life creating something that brings them four figures a month in extra income and grows on top of that. So much of the time, we try and do everything all at once. And one of two things happens. One, we take things really slow, right? If you want that extra income stream to grow, maybe you're taking 3 years to do it, when if you slingshot, you could get it done in 3 months and have it growing. Renovating your house, yeah, maybe you're taking a year to do it, but if you did one dedicated month, could you get it done? It's going to take time. If you try to do it all at the same time, it will take you longer to get that result. Or you're trying to do it all at the same time really fast, and you burn out and you end up doing nothing. And what goes off the plate first? Usually the goals and the things that you actually want to be doing in life, right? The things that are an investment of your time and energy that are going to give you something in return that you want. So I want you to think about this. Slingshotting. What can you pull back in order to create space to bring in the thing that is going to change your life? The thing that is going to change your business, change your quality of life, to hit that goal, to start that business, to write the book, to do the thing. Now, here's how you really do this on a micro scale. You might be like, okay, makes sense. I'm in. Let's do this. How do I do it? I've broken this down into four simple steps. Number one, find your non-negotiables for your health, your relationships, and your revenue generation or like fulfillment in your business. These things go in your calendar and your to-do list first, always. This is what keeps you afloat, feeling good, paying the bills, okay? Then see what space you have available on your calendar and how much time you can dedicate to this new thing. Do you have 5 hours, 15 hours? Do you have 2 hours? What is it? Number three, I want you to get really freaking real on the time capacity for this new thing. How much time is it going to take you to write and publish the book, to start the business, to renovate the house, to create that new income stream? 150 hours total? 60 hours total? 15 hours total? What is it? And then fourth, fit that in your calendar and your to-do list. If you need to move things around, move them around. See what needs to be removed, right? Because if you're looking at your calendar and you're thinking, I've got 5 hours a week that I can dedicate to this new thing, but it's going to take 15 hours of your week, what can you remove just for now? Okay. Your new projects and businesses and ideas and goals deserve a place in your life. You just need to create the space to make them happen. So how are you going to create the space? What needs to be removed and off of your plate to bring this new amazing thing to life? I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have questions on this, always send me a message. I would love to hear from you. And also, depending on when you are listening to this, I do still have some discounted one-on-one strategy calls available until December 13th. If you want to go deeper on any of this, if you're like, I need to map out what this is going to take for me, I don't know how to make this work, I am always happy to help you. This is one of the things that I do with my clients. Also, if you're like, okay, this makes sense, this is good, I am taking note and putting this in my back pocket when I need it, amazing. Some other things that we can work on in our strategy calls together is one, 2024 success planning, right? Let's work to identify the essential shifts for you to see greater business success in 2024. We can do time and energy management strategy, right? Let's optimize your time and energy to ensure it's being spent in the most aligned and strategic ways. Also, revenue diversification and growth. This is one of my favorite things. We're going to identify your best revenue streams, seeing what even other opportunities are for you to bring in revenue in your business, diversify them, audit expenses, and really just structure your business for more profit. Also, marketing optimization, right? Streamlining and simplifying your marketing strategy to ensure that the right leads are coming in from the right places. Personal brand strategy. You know, I am all about this. If you are interested in creating a business that is similar to mine, similar business model, it's the personal brand business model. Think speaking, affiliates, brand deals, thought leadership, podcasting, books, all of that kind of stuff. If you're interested in that type of business, we can talk, schedule a call. We'll strategize what personal brand looks like for you. And then lastly, another one that a lot of people are scheduling is the Unburnout Your Business. Together, we're going to develop the necessary shifts for you to ditch busyness and burnout for good and really create a life first business. You can head to the show notes to grab the link to schedule your deeply discounted strategy call with me. I only have a limited amount until December 13th, and then the price is actually tripling. So starting January, we are tripling the price and really building out some more robust things that we are doing with this. So as we were working on a lot of that, I decided the rest of the year to give you a deeply discounted option. So like I said, that's available till December 13th. First come, first serve. There are limited spots available. I would love to help you optimize your business for more freedom, flow, and fulfillment. See you next time. Thank you so much for joining us this week on another High Performer episode. Podcasts are so freaking amazing, but one of the things I dislike about podcasts is that it's kind of a one-way street, and I want to connect with you. I would love it so much if you would send me a DM on Instagram at HeyTaylorThompson telling me what you love about today's episode. Thank you again for joining me, and I can't wait for you to catch next week's episode.